Welcome back to Rochester Speaks. And this morning we are talking about serving those who have served us and sacrificed so much for us. I'm joined today by Lauren Coe, the founder of One Soldier at a Time, and really excited to dive into this great organization and what they're doing here locally and even beyond for those who have served our great country. So, Lauren, thank you so much for joining me this morning, and we really appreciate your time.
Oh my gosh, thank you for having me. I'm very grateful.
So One Soldier at a Time, I'm curious to hear the story behind this great organization. Could you dive into that briefly?
Well, we started in 2006. A very dear friend of mine had lost her son serving overseas. Sadly, he was slated to come home in 2 weeks, and he did, but he came home in a box. I mean, that's heartbreaking. And so I started giving 10% of my income, which wasn't a whole lot, but I thought I could do what I could. For that month. And I felt like there's something I could do. I think we can all do something, even if it's a little bit makes a difference. So then another friend, her son went into the Marine Corps as well. He came home safe and sound, but she started an amazing project, which you really should highlight her. Her name is Vicki Durfee, and she's from Full Circle Home. And I'm like, man, more people need to be doing something like that. And I really felt like I had the tap on my shoulder that said, well, why not you? And when the Holy Spirit calls, I feel like you got to answer. And so I did. And like, well, the agreement was I wouldn't prosper from it. I wouldn't like make any money on it. It would be totally non for profit, to the point of I actually give 10% of my income to the project. And we have been since 2006. So.
And what you've done is amazing already. I know you have so much planned in store. And by the way, if you want to learn more about One Soldier at a Time, we'll dive in. But onesoldieratatime.net is one link that you can find out more about the organization, as well as getting in touch on their Facebook page. Just search One Soldier at a Time up on Facebook. So you talk on your website about our hidden heroes. Could you talk a little bit more about who hidden heroes are and why it's important to highlight and support them?
Well, it's a really great question. And people don't, this is the group that people forget about the most. And that's the mom, the wife, the family that's left behind while their loved one's serving overseas. I mean, the mom and wife were, because my son did serve in the Navy, and we are people forget about us. They always ask, and so, you know, how's your son doing? How's your daughter doing? Or husband, wife, whoever. But they don't seem to question, well, how are you doing? And the thing is they're having to be both mom, dad, the shoulder to cry on, the one that fixes something that breaks, the one that has to do the cooking, the cleaning. I mean, they're a single parent, basically, while their loved one is serving overseas. And it's really harder if it's your child that's serving overseas, you're worried about them. You don't know where they are, what they're up against. It's the first time in your life that you literally have no control over the outcome of what happens in their life while they're serving their country. And that is literally heartbreaking. That keeps you up at night. And we, at One Soldier at a Time, really try to connect other moms. So and get them in touch with like Blue Star Moms groups. There's the one in Canandaigua. There's Blue Star Moms of Rochester. Just trying to get them connected with other groups so they don't feel so isolated and alone. And we're also here. You want to talk, you want to pray, you want to cry, we're here for you. And we give them gifts 3 times a year.
Well, that's also nice too. Yeah. I know these hidden heroes are people you really focus on, but also what you do for soldiers as well. And even just the name of the organization, One Soldier at a Time, it really shows that even the small differences accumulate and make a huge impact. And that's what you've done over the last 18 years. Could you talk a little bit about where the name comes from, One Soldier at a Time, and how those small impacts are everything?
Well, it really initially started as standing in the gap, one soldier at a time. But I just couldn't put that into an email. So So we kind of shortened it to one soldier at a time. We support all branches of the military, not just Army. I know soldier kind of makes people think, but we're talking about, supporting both the hero and the hidden hero. So that the person that's serving overseas will send them sun care packages one time throughout the year, about 200, 250 packages a year, when each package will help about three military with boots on the ground. And then, like I said, our hidden heroes. And then our biggest project is actually our veterans. And last year, we sponsored 3,000 veterans with hygiene packages of hope. That was our goal, and we met it.
Wow. And how about those veterans? I know we've been talking about a few different groups of people here, but the veterans, they come home. I know there are certain things in place to help them out, but unfortunately, things don't always work as they should. Could you talk a little bit about your experience with veterans and how you help them even after they return home?
Well, I think the biggest experience that I have with veterans is learning to listen, because a lot of veterans really, they have a lot to say, but they don't want to say it sometimes, or it really is heartbreaking for them to share some of their experiences, or they don't feel like, well, I didn't really do anything. You know, I just went over there, I did X, Y, and Z. And people don't realize that a lot of these veterans came back and they might have come back whole. I mean, many veterans did not come back whole, body-wise, but those that did, you can't see their scars. And that's why they talk about post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, and all the different experiences that they have gone through, and how that affects them. Even when it comes to fireworks, they, they'd rather put headphones on so they don't have to hear the fireworks because of a lot of things, or a door that gets slammed really hard, or things like that. They're triggers, and they are really struggling. And then one of the biggest things that I've heard they struggle with, obviously dealing with suicide, is trying to live with survivor's guilt, when their other family, which would be their military family, many of them didn't make it, but they did. So they're dealing with survivor's guilt. They're struggling with not feeling valuable, like they have a purpose. They knew what their purpose was, serving their country, especially if they went over young. But now they get out and they're like, now what I do? They're like a fish out of water, and they don't realize how incredibly important they are. Just their values alone, and learning how to work together as a team. That's paramount.
Yeah, and in a world where we seem to glorify and emphasize the wrong things at times, it's amazing how just a simple thank you goes such a long way. And that's something that unfortunately is not as common as it should be when we see veterans out and about, even if they're complete strangers. I know you, Lauren, do something, you express a token of your appreciation to these individuals. Could you talk a little bit about what you do on an individual basis to show how much you appreciate them?
Well, I always carry these with me in my purse, but always on Veterans Day, we usually stand outside of Applebee's, and we give our veterans a huge round of applause. We thank them for their service, and we have a star from Retired USA flag, and it's all thanks to Heritage Christian Homes. They put these together for us. Everyone can do something. People just don't realize it. And this is what the star says: "Please accept this star from Retired USA flag as a token of our thanks for your service to our country. May it remind you that you are appreciated and that you are never forgotten." And then I shake their hand and I hand it to them as if it is a true award to them, because to me, it's the only award I can personally give them other than my unbelievable gratitude. And people don't know, we have time, talents, and treasures, and we can all give something. And that's what I try to do, and try to help other people, give them a platform where they can give of themselves in some way.
It's a beautiful reward, and I know it might seem small, but the power in that to have a physical object that they're able to touch and feel, and that reminds them of somebody out there who really, really cares. And I know there are other of us who really, really care and might not know exactly what to do, what sort of these small, things that we can do to help out. And that's where one soldier at a time comes into play. Could you talk a little bit about the opportunities for others in the community who we don't feel like we have thousands of dollars to spend or all hours and hours of our weeks to give, but we can do something. What can we do to help what you're doing at One Soldier at a Time?
Well, first of all, and I'm gonna and I'm going to put it, you can pray. 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 Pray is huge. Cost you absolutely nothing but your time. After that, we always need handmade cards. We need handmade cards. Like, we go through about 6,000 cards a year just for our veterans alone between Veterans Day. And then each package, like this package that I have, it has all types of hygiene packages in it. But then there's also a handmade card. And that card is something that even after all the products are gone that they have used, they've either eaten the snacks, you know, whatever it might be, and used all the items, they hang on to that card because it's a signed personal handmade card that someone took their time and effort to put together to give to them, to someone that they don't know, to thank them for their service and their sacrifice to our country, recognizing them for what they have done, whether they think, whether as much or as little as they've done, they are appreciated. So that makes a huge difference. We always need handmade cards. We always need things like deodorant, toothpaste, toothbrushes. I'm grateful that we don't have to ask for socks anymore because Bombas has provided us all the socks we need for the year. I
It's
know that.
January. That's great.
Yeah, well, we're slated to get, I mean, literally like over 4,000 pairs of socks this year. So I'm so excited about that. But I'm trying to think, oh, like hotel size items. We always need hotel size items, which is getting more few and far between because a lot of hotels aren't offering those types of things anymore. They're having them dispensers. So we need all types of things like that. Good sunscreen would be fabulous. Quality razors. Oh my goodness. Quality razor would be fabulous. You know, I would never give a Bic razor to a veteran. If I'm not going to use it myself, I'm certainly not going to give it.
So many opportunities to donate these objects, or even those personalized cards can be so powerful. How can we give them to one soldier at a time and ensure that they get to those who have served our country?
They can message me either through Facebook or our onesoldieratime.net page. They can mail them to my address, which is the ultimate place they're going to end up, which is 24 Smith Road, Webster, New York, 14580. And just, or they can drop them off the house if they're local, whatever they want to do. I'm looking for corporate, not just individuals, but also corporate people say, hey, we're from Kodak or Xerox or Bausch + Lomb or wherever. I mean, Butler and Till, I got to tell you, they came to the plate. They helped us. Not only did they make cards to give to our local moms and wives, they helped us put together the 12 Days of Christmas. And it was a huge project. There were a boatload of volunteers, and they were joy filled. And they made it such a great experience. They were phenomenal, just phenomenal. And people don't realize people all coming together can make a really big difference, or by yourself. It's up to you, but hands-on help is great.
Yeah, individuals or companies who want to help out, definitely message Lauren Co. And finally, Lauren, you did mention that you have an event coming up this summer too that we're looking forward to. And certainly we'd love to have you back on before that event again to just talk about that briefly and give more information once details are released. But could you tell us a little bit about that event in August and what other types of events we can be looking out for in the future?
Well, I'm super excited that we are having our sixth annual Heroes to Hidden Heroes event in August. Most right now it's slated for the 11th, but it might be on the 10th, so we'll put that out later. We have three fabulous bands. We have 47 South, we have Mason Tyler Band, and then our headliner is going to be the Eagles Tribute Band, Hotel California. And I'm so excited. I'm excited about all of them, but Andre is really just an amazing man, and he really wanted to help us out quite a bit. So I'm very, very grateful for them coming out. We're gonna have a cornhole tournament, food, it's free to all veterans. Everyone else has to pay.
Yeah, perfect.
Last year we had like 70, it's a little over 70 raffle prizes, and we also had a 65-inch color TV, compliments of Walmart. I mean, it's just crazy. Just
Yeah.
crazy. It is such a great extravaganza. Something for everyone. We're gonna have some face painting and balloons, and I'm just pretty psyched.
I know there's another big need, Lauren, that One Soldier at a Time needs coming up for the August event. Could you tell us a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. Besides the hotel accommodations, we are looking for a corporate sponsor or an individual who wants to sponsor Hotel California themselves to come out and perform for us. It is a cost that we have. And if they want to inquire about that, I would love to hear from them. That would be absolutely fabulous. They'll get great advertisement all throughout, all up until and afterwards as well to help make a big difference.
OneSoldierAtATime.net is a great way to get in touch and learn more about the organization, but then get in touch with Lauren or the organization up on Facebook. Again, just search One Soldier at a Time. And certainly we're looking forward to what sounds like a lot of fun coming up in August. If you have funds to donate, certainly up at OneSoldierAtATime.net, you can do that. If you have items to donate, as Lauren was talking about before, she even gave her address. Our service donating these items and things seems so small in comparison to the service that they've given us, but it is really what we can do. And together, individually, this it adds up and makes a big difference. So, Lauren Coe from One Soldier at a Time, thank you so much for your time today. And more importantly, thank you for what you do for those who have served our great country.
Thank you so much for having me, Joe. Have a great day.